Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be starting the seventh parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Zayin Mishnah Aleph and Parak Zayin Mishnah Beis. In the previous parak, Parak Vav of Maseches Trumos, the Mishnahs were discussing the halachos of someone who eats truma b'shogeg, a non-kohen who accidentally eats truma. And the halacha is that someone who's not a kohen who eats truma by accident has to pay keren v'chomesh. She has to pay the principal, that which he stole from the kohen. But he also has to pay a chomesh, he also has to pay an additional 25%. As you begin Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph, we're going to begin discussing the halacha of someone who eats truma b'mezid, a non-kohen who intentionally eats truma when he wasn't supposed to. Says the Mishnah, ha'ochel truma mezid, a non-kohen who eats truma on purpose, mishalim es ha'keren ve'eno mishalim es ha'chomesh, needs to pay back the keren, needs to pay back the principal value of that which he stole. He has to replace the item that he stole, but he doesn't have to pay back the additional 25%. Why would that be? Why would it be that when he stole it by accident, he had to pay back an additional 25%, but now that he stole it on purpose, he doesn't? Now I would think that stealing it on purpose is worse, is more severe, he should be paying it. The answer is because this chomesh, this additional 25% that he needs to pay, is really serving as a kapara, is serving as an atonement for the person. So if you did it by accident, you accidentally ate truma, so we say we want you to have kapara, we want you to have atonement, we want Hashem and others to forgive you. However, you did it on purpose, you intentionally ate truma that belongs to the Kohen, so you have to replace what you stole, but we don't want to give you the opportunity for kapara, we don't want to give you the opportunity for atonement, and we'll let Hashem deal with you at a later point in time. So someone who steals from the Kohen and eats truma on purpose has to pay back what he stole, but doesn't have to pay back the additional chomesh. Continues the Mishnah, hatashlumin chulin. And when he pays back the keren, when he pays back the principal that he stole, the truma that he stole, it needs to come from chulin. It can't come from tevel, which hasn't yet had trumas or meiser separated from it. He can't separate truma, which is going to a kohen anyway. He has to take chulin, that's ready to be eaten, and separate that for the kohen as part of his paying back the keren. Finishing off the Mishnah, imratza ha-kohen limchol mocha. If the Kohen wants to forgive, and if the Kohen wants to forego on this keren, on this principle that is due to him, then mocha, then he has every right to do so, because at the end of the day, all the keren is payment for what was stolen from him. And if I steal from you, or if someone steals from someone, then the person stolen from has the right to be mocha, has the right to forgive, and say, it's okay, I forgive, you don't have to return it. This is unlike what we said previously when we came to someone who stole bishogig, who ate accidentally from a kohen, who ate truma by accident, where we said that the kohen does not have the right to be mochel, because at the end of the day, the chomesh, like we said, is about a kapara. And the kohen doesn't have the right to say that you don't need a kapara. Certainly, if he did it by accident, he still needs a kapara, and therefore the kohen wasn't able to be mochel, wasn't able to forego in that situation as well. Furthermore, when a person eats bishogig, eats truma by accident, the assumption also is that part of what's happening is that by paying the keren v'chomesh, he's replacing truma, which is due to all the kohen and not only the kohen that he actually stole from. Unlike when he steals b'mezid, when he intentionally steals, so we assume that it's only stolen from the one individual kohen that he stole from, and therefore that kohen certainly has the right to be mochel, to forgive and forgo what is due to him. Now we are continuing with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Says the Mishnah, Bas Kohen Shenises LeYisroel, the daughter of a Kohen, who by herself is certainly allowed to eat truma, but Shenises LeYisroel, but she married a Jew. And once a Bas Kohen, once the daughter of a Kohen marries a Jew, then she's no longer allowed to eat truma. V'achar kach achla truma. And then after she's married, she bishogig, she accidentally eats truma. So she accidentally eats truma when she really wasn't supposed to. Says the Mishnah, Mishalemes es ha-keren, ve'eina mishalemes es ha-chomesh. She has to pay back the keren, she has to pay back the principal of that which she stole, of that which she ate, but she doesn't have to pay back the chomesh, the additional 25% she doesn't have to pay to the kohen. And as the Bar Tanur explains, the reason for that is because when the Torah says, v'cholzar lo yochal kodesh, when the Torah says that any stranger, any non-kohen, isn't allowed to eat truma, it's not talking about someone, I mean, it is talking about someone, but it's not specifically talking more so about this girl who was connected to Truma, who was previously allowed to eat Truma. She's not a Shazara. She's not a stranger to Truma. It happens to be she married a Jew, so now she's not allowed to eat Truma. But she's not a Zar, and because she's not a Zar, because she's not a stranger to the concept of eating Truma, therefore she doesn't have to pay the Chomesh, she doesn't have to pay the additional 25%. And says the Mishnah, Umi Sasa Bisrefa. And if she commits adultery, if she has an inappropriate relationship, her punishment is with sreifa, with burning, unlike a regular woman who's involved in an illicit, inappropriate relationship. They get chenek, they get strangulation. There's a special pasuk that tells us that a bas kohen, the daughter of a kohen, dies bisreifa. She gets burning instead of chenek. However, says the Mishnah, niseis la'echad mikol hapsulim. If this woman didn't marry a regular guy, but she married or had an inappropriate relationship with any of the people that she's not allowed to, with a mamzer, with a non-Jew, perhaps with a chal, with someone who's the product of a kohen who marries someone that he wasn't supposed to when they have a children, or again, a mamzer, someone who marries an eish hashish, marries a married woman and has a child with her. So if she has a relationship with any of these people that she's not allowed to, mishalemes Karen v'chomesh, then she does have to pay Karen v'chomesh. Then she would, even though she's a bas kohen, even though she's the daughter of a kohen, she would have to pay the principal, and she would have to eat to pay back the 25% as well, because by marrying or having a relationship with any of these people that she's not allowed to, she lost her status as a bas kohen, and therefore she has to pay the regular amount if she were to eat truma by accident. Umisasa b'chenek. And, according to this opinion, if she were to have a relationship also, if she were to be involved in any of the arayos, any of the illicit relationships that she's not allowed to, she would also get punished with chenek, with strangulation, not with sreifa, not with burning, because again, the fact that she married one of the people that she's not allowed to, she lost her bas kohen status, she lost her status of being the daughter of a kohen, and therefore she also loses the punishment of sreifa, she would get the punishment of chenek when it comes to having a relationship with someone that she's not allowed to. Divrei Rebbe Meir, that is the opinion of Rebbe Meir. The Chachamim say, Zo v'zo mishalmos es hakeren ve'einon mishalmos es hachomesh. Says the Chacham, and this is how we paskin, both if she marries someone that she's allowed to marry, a regular Yisrael, a regular Jew, or if she marries someone that she's not allowed to marry, a mamzer, a non-Jew, and so on and so forth, she would still automatically pay the keren, because she stole if she ate the truma by accident, but she would never be paying the chomesh, because according to the Chachamim, she retains her status as a bas kohen. She's still considered to be a bas kohen, even if she marries someone that she wasn't allowed to, she still pays the karen, but wouldn't have to pay the chomesh, because she's still a bas kohen, umisasan besreifa, and if she has an inappropriate relationship that she wasn't supposed to, her death and her punishment would still be besreifa, would still be burning, and would not be chenek. So machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim regarding a woman who marries someone who she wasn't allowed to marry, a bas kohen who marries someone who she wasn't allowed to marry, according to Rabbi Meir, she becomes like a regular Yisraelis, a regular Jew, in which case she'd have to pay a Karen v'chomesh, the principal, plus the 25%, and her death would be with a strangulation. But according to the Chachamim, no, she'd have to pay only the Karen, because she's still a Bas Kohen, and therefore she wouldn't have to pay the chomesh, and her penalty for having a relationship that she's not allowed to would be with Sreifa, like all other Bas Kohenim. Quick review, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph taught us that if someone eats truma on purpose, then this person has to pay a keren, you have to pay back what you stole, but you wouldn't have to pay back the chomesh, the additional 25%, because we don't want you to have a kapara, we don't want you to have an atonement, because you did this on purpose. Then the Mishnah taught us that the payment for the keren has to be from regular chulin, and a kohen has the ability and the right to forego and forgive that which you ate from him. And then Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis discussed the case of a bas kohen, the daughter of a kohen who married a Jew, and afterwards she accidentally ate truma. So in a regular case, where she just married a regular guy, so she has to pay back the keren, but not the chomesh, she has to pay back the regular principal that she ate and that she stole, but not the 25%, because at the end of the day, as the Bartanura said, she's not considered to be a stranger to truma, and therefore she doesn't have to pay the 25% for eating truma, even though she wasn't supposed to eat the truma. And we said, misasa besreifa, that if she ends up having a relationship with someone that she wasn't allowed to, she ends up cheating on her husband and so on, then the death that she has is with sreifa. A special pasuk teaches us that a bas kohen dies with a sreifa, Tarfa if she has a relationship that she wasn't allowed to. But then there was a machlokus regarding a woman who wasn't married to a regular Yisrael, but was married to someone that she wasn't allowed to, a mamzer, and so on and so forth, a chalal perhaps, and there was a machlokus between Rabbi Meir and the Chacham. Rabbi Meir said that once she married a psulim, one of the psulim, once she married someone that she wasn't allowed to, then she becomes like a regular Jew, and therefore she would have to pay Karen Vachomesh for eating truma by accident, and her misa for having an inappropriate relationship would be chenek, would be strangulation. The Chacham, who he passingly disagreed and said no, that both if she married someone that she was allowed to, a regular Yisrael, or if she married someone that she wasn't allowed to, either way, she retains her status as a Bas Kohen, and she would have to pay back the Karen, but she would not have to pay back the Chomesh, and if she were to cheat on him or do anything inappropriate, then she would also have a death penalty of Sreifa, of burning, and not strangulation like regular women. Have a great day.